I'm Sophie Crow, coming to you from above topsecret.com with an ATS podcast. Responding to True Americans podcast and Loam's posts on Above Top Secret's sister thread, Quakes Trigger Quakes. We are involved here with an ongoing process, research, assessment, evaluation, and discovery, and of course, collaboration. One of the most intriguing discoveries we've made is that by 2000, it was very clear that oil and gas drilling were impacting this planet's geodynamics, along with other industrial activities, and that the Earth was becoming geodynamically active in unusual ways. Scientists were discussing new and expanded complexity theory, like surge tectonics and self-organized criticality, to better explain what was happening. Unfortunately, the war on terror intervened, and U.S. scientists were silenced, supposedly to prevent terrorists from accessing sensitive information. As a result, public discussion was terminated, nothing was done, and industrial activity continued unabated, despite the increasingly recognized dangers. Now, geodynamic activity on Earth seems to be escalating even more. However, geodynamics and the effects of industrial activity on our planet's structural integrity are again coming to the fore, following the Asian quake and tsunami, as well as Katrina's impact on New Orleans. You can find the links and relevant research on the Above Top Secret sister thread for this topic. The first Quakes Trigger Quakes podcast talked about a study recently published in Nature magazine, which shows that amplitude, not frequency, is the critical factor making quakes trigger quakes. The study's validity is not in question. The authors are geoscientists working with agencies like the Los Alamos National Laboratory and the Geological Survey, for example. We're focusing here on amplitude, and right now, looking at two factors that can increase the amplitude of seismic waves. These two factors are subsidence and seismic lenses, also called seismic lensing. Subsidence is the sudden collapse of something into a hollow beneath it, or a gradual sinking to a lower level. Subsidence can be caused by industrial activity, like subsurface mining or the pumping of oil or groundwater, or it may be caused by natural geological processes, such as thawing, slow crustal warping, or withdrawal of fluid lava from beneath a solid crust. Seismic lenses are similar to interstellar gravitational lenses. Seismic and gravitational lenses both bend, redirect, focus, and amplify waves. Seismic lenses act on this planet's underground seismic waves, while gravitational lenses act on electromagnetic radiation in the cosmos. Seismic lenses are associated with fractures in the Earth's structure. Some occur naturally far beneath the planet's surface. Others can be created by industrial activity, specifically by drilling for oil and gas, and also can be created when materials like oil, gas, and minerals are removed from rock or earth. Seismic lenses are also associated with subsidence. In short, oil and gas drilling and mining for minerals affects our planet's structural integrity directly by causing quakes, and indirectly through subsidence, which can be slow or sudden, and also by creating seismic lenses, which redirect and amplify seismic waves and cause earthquakes to trigger new quakes in different locations. In addition, earthquakes release electromagnetic radiation into the atmosphere. In so doing, they can create a domino effect that influences weather and creates hurricanes, for example. As happened in New Orleans, the hurricanes then become their own seismic event. And there it goes, around and around, in a circle, That's what a system is. That's what a system does. And so we have to go back to complexity theory. Again, please go to the above top secret thread on this topic for links and references. And join above top secret if you have information or research that you can share in a post or podcast.
You gotta get some information. You gotta wake up. You gotta think.